Scores from earlier today in the conference. Plymouth beat Concord 52-38. And Wawasee beat Mishawaka 40-36. The other game that's going on tonight, Northridge leads Northwood in the third quarter 22-13. Now remember, Northridge beat Northwood in the Northridge Holiday Tournament by like, it was at least 30 points. So that Northwood is hanging in there. That's progress for the Panthers. Here, Warsaw ends the half on a 29-6 run to end the half. And Warsaw goes from down 12-9 to up 38-18 as we start the third quarter, and it's Warsaw ball coming down to the near end. And it will be the five that you would expect to normally start. Peterson, Bricker, Zartman, Winchester, and Bergen. And no changes for Goshen either. Hostetler, Tyra Markham, Hill, Klein, and Kircher. Bricker dribbles right, fakes the handoff, drives the corner, whips it to the near corner. Zartman wide open, lefty three, book it. Her third three, her 53rd of the season. Warsaw leads 41-18. Pass ahead, Hill bobbled it, picks it back up. Down to Markham, turns and shoots, shot an air ball. Rebound to Zartman, outlets to Bricker. Bricker fights it away from Hostetler. Long pass down court, Peterson all alone, missed the lefty layup, then got pulled down, and a foul's called. Peterson slow to get up, she's doing a little inventory. Everything's fine. Tyra Markham with the foul, her first. It's only the fifth, I believe, called against Goshen in the whole game. I don't necessarily have a problem with that. It's, I think, pretty fair. It is the fourth called against them in the whole game. I actually had them for five. Bricker, right side Bergen. Winchester on the block against Hosteller. Half hook is good. Well, I don't know how Joelle ended up on Brooke there. That's a mismatch. That can't happen for Goshen. 43-18, Lady Tigers. Out top, Hostetler. And there's a steal. Bergen the steal, all alone for two. Bergen with four. It's 45-18. And the Lady Tigers are pouring it on. A minute into the third. Hostetler trapped. She threw it away. Oh, but Peterson tipped it out of bounds. And it belongs to Goshen again. Is it possible? Is it possible this game could go to a running clock? I just can't imagine that. With all that's on the line and as good a season as Goshen's had, this is just not representative of what they do. Ball tipped out of bounds by Zartman, out of bounds to Warsaw. 6:39 left, third quarter. Warsaw 45-18. Hostetler across the line. Picks up her dribble, still in the backcourt across the line to Markham. Markham lobs inside to Hill, spins down in deep, shoots a lefty up and in. She had 14 of their 18 in the first half. She now has 16. Bricker from outside the lane, no good. Rebound grabbed by Hill for Goshen. Hands off to Hostetler. Hostetler up at left side, too long for Kircher. She's able to save it in. Good job by her. Down and deep to Hill, pass too high. Hill grabs it up, shoots it up, no good. Rebound, everybody on their tippy toes trying to grab it. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. Sean Hill is just beside himself. Still working, but he just is. He's like the rest of us. We are blown away by the events of the middle part of this game. Bricker to the right, now to the middle, in on Hill, floats it high in the air and rolls it in. Jocelyn's plan of taking it in there is shoot early. And now the ball's lost out of bounds. Hostetler kicked it off the sideline into the Warsaw bench. Out of bounds to Warsaw with 5:42 left to go in the third. And Warsaw leading 47-20. Bergen one-hands it on the bounce into the backcourt to Bricker. Bricker through the center circle, left-hand dribble. Leaning left, looking left. The whole side clears out, but Goshen's in a zone. I'm not so sure Warsaw realized that because they ran the play where they clear out one side and Jocelyn drives the basket. But there were two girls standing there waiting for it to drive because they were in a zone. Peterson, one hands it out to Bricker. Bricker takes a couple of big deep breaths, dribbles once, throws it to Zartman. Down to Bergen, right corner. Out to wing Zartman, out to Bricker. Bricker drives the lane. She'll float it up over Hill and does it again. Bricker with 13. It's 49-20, Lady Tigers. Hill in the backcourt. Threw it over everybody's head and out of bounds. Warsaw ball. Hostetler at 5'2", the smallest player for either team. And Hill had no chance of having that pass connect. Bricker across the line. Goshen showing a little different defense here. Might be man-to-man. It is. Bricker on the cut inside. Winchester found her for another two. Timeout, Goshen. 4:40 left to play. Third quarter. It's all Lady Tigers. 51-20, Warsaw. We're back in 60 on News Now, Warsaw. 51-20, Warsaw. Hostetler, long pass down court. Good catch by Kaylin Markham. She throws it across the basket to Klein. Her pass is tipped and stolen. Bricker in transition, 2-on-2. Pass deflected and stolen back. Knocked away by Hostetler. Ava Yorty comes up with it. She's just into the game for the Lady Redhawks. Kircher across the line, far side of center. Now back out to Hostetler. She'll flip one up on the run, no good. Rebound back up, Kayla Markham, no good. Winchester, the rebound for Warsaw. Peterson drives to the middle. Throws it in the left corner. Zartman, a contested three, comes up short. Rebound grab by Kircher for Goshen. Halfway through the third, Warsaw leads Goshen by 31. Yorty. Up ahead, Hostetler gets through a double team, chase from behind, and Egoff grabs the ball. Well, I'm sorry, didn't grab the ball, tipped the ball from behind. The official caught the ball in midair and blew his whistle to call it out of bounds. Winchester is out, and Viv Zambrano is in. Zartman is out. Neely is in for the Lady Tigers. 3:43 to go, third quarter. Warsaw leads 51-20. They lob it out top. Ball tipped by Egoff. It's loose at the free throw line. Oh, and then Egoff got run into from behind. I hope she's okay. Tyra Markham went for the ball and didn't really care who was in her way. To help ball, the air belongs to Goshen. Ava's fine, but she'll remember. They bounce in the corner to Markham. Up the sideline to Hostetler. Back to the corner. Inside for Markham, half hook left hand, no good. Rebound Neely for the Lady Tigers. Peterson, long pass, too far for Vib. She saved it back in, what a play. Bricker on top for Neely, one hands it to Egoff. 3:15 left to go in the third, it's all Lady Tigers. Peterson right wing, out to Zambrano. Now to Neely. Neely puts on the floor, drives in and scores. What a season she is having in the last 3 weeks. She's got 13 tonight. A heave down the floor. Tip by Zambrano. Out of bounds to Goshen. Again, let's go back for Alexis. She had 9 points against Tippecanoe New Valley. Here's her scoring games since. 4-4, 0-4, 0-3-8, 5-5, 0-6, 0-0. Those are the first two games of the Lady Tiger Tournament, 0-0. And since, she's been on fire. I'll give you the number, the rest of the numbers here in a second. Hostetler out top for Tyra Markham. Egoff all over her. She gets free and shoots from 12 and hits. Egoff just got a little bit off balance. Tyra made her pay, 53-22. Zambrano out top Neely, left side Peterson. Looking for cutters. Now they lob in. Neely wasn't looking. The ball is batted out to midcourt. Grabbed by Peterson. Neely, touch pass inside. And Egoff puts it up and in. Egoff's first two makes it 55-22 Lady Tigers. 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Hostetler to the line against Bricker. Picks up her dribble there. In trouble. Lobs up the sidelines. Tipped and saved in by Kaylin Markham. Long cross-court pass over Yordi's head and saved in by Yorty. Oh, and then Markham turns and shoots from 15, no good. Rebound tipped out, grabbed by Yorty. Back to Hostetler, shoots a three, no good. Rebound to the corner, Neely blocks out Markham. It goes out of bounds to Warsaw. Bricker comes out, Vilma in. Hill back to the game for Goshen. With 1:40 left in the third, Yordy comes out. So the five for Lenny Krebs now, Peterson, Neely, Zambrano, Egoff, and Villema. Sorry, the basket was in my way. I was trying to remember who was in. Right side, Egoff, holding out on the wing right in front of Lenny Krebs. Now to Zambrano. Zambrano picks up her dribble, throws it out to Neely. Sets a screen for Neely. Shoots a three-pointer. It is no good. Tipped by Zambrano. Grabbed by Peterson. Picks it back up. Foul call. Warsaw with a little offensive rebounding of their own. And I think they got Kaylin Markham for the foul. It is. That's her second. Peterson at the free throw line. 81%. First one's up. It is good. Abby in double figures, 10 points. She's the third Lady Tiger with 10 or more. Nukin in there, that's Dakota Powers. 1:13 to go. Third quarter, Peterson makes them both. 11 for Abby. 57-22 Warsaw. 1:13 to go, third quarter. And we are guaranteed to have a running clock throughout the fourth quarter. We'll have a running clock from here on out. Up the sideline, Hostetler. Spun around. Lobs to Hill. Faces up against Egoff. Spins her inside, and Egoff whacked her across the arm. Ava with her first foul. Free throws coming up for Kyra Hill and Goshen. These two could meet again. They will stop the clock for free throws, and then it will resume. Hill at the line, 1-for-1 at the free throw stripe. Free throw up and in. She averages 16. She now is 17. She had 14 at halftime. One more coming up for the 6 foot 3 inch junior who has colleges dreaming of having her on their roster for 4 years. Second one is good. 18 points. And it's 50 seconds left. Bricker on the drive, and she banks it in from the left side this time. Bricker's got 17 points. That ties her season high and her career high. A whistle and a held ball. And the air belongs to Warsaw again. Warsaw led by 20 at halftime. It is 35 at the moment. Bricker surveys what's ahead. She'll have to get it into the front court. And she does that. 17 seconds. Bricker near sideline to Villema. Delaney out top for Neely. Now Zambrano. Right side to Bricker. Up the baseline. Cut off. Trapped. Threw it. Deflected. Egoff comes up with it. Just got off a shot at the buzzer. It did not go. Warsaw 8 minutes away from a share of the NLC championship for the second straight year. They lead Goshen 59-24 after three. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.